Fifth Sunday to you. I'm Prashawn Saunders at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Senator Barack Obama is in Connecticut today. He gave a commencement speech at Wesleyan University in place of Senator Ted Kennedy. Obama agreed to step in after Kennedy was diagnosed last week with a malignant brain tumor. The Democratic presidential candidate talked about the Kennedy family, the civil rights movement, and service to the country. Meanwhile, Senator Hillary Clinton says she's no quitter. In today's New York Daily News, Clinton lists reasons she's staying in the Democratic presidential race. Clinton also says she regrets any pain caused by comparing this year's long campaign to that of Robert Kennedy's. Kennedy was assassinated in June of 1968 while campaigning for the Democratic nomination. A slow-moving storm system that crossed north-central Oklahoma produced several tornadoes. You see it there. One emergency manager says he stopped counting yesterday when the total reached a dozen twisters. Several structures were damaged, but there's no word of any injuries. Phoenix rising, tensions high. NASA's Mars lander is due to land near the red planet's north pole just before 8 Eastern time tonight. Join space correspondent Miles O'Brien starting at 7 p.m. Eastern for all the action, including live coverage of the landing. It's Memorial Day, and at Arlington National Cemetery, small flags now mark each of the more than 220,000 graves. Military members put the flags out yesterday, continuing a Memorial Day tradition that started in 1948. Well, if you left home for Memorial Day weekend and you drove, yeah, it's going to cost you more to get back home. Again, there's another new record at the pump today. AAA says the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded, $3.93. Wow. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source, online, on TV, even when you're on the go.